WestNewberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good.
Just gonna let this play a minute because, you know, the authorities back in control. And boy, were they ever in control tonight. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Why? Why do they have to break my heart like this? Why?
It was if Friday wasn't bad enough.
Friday hurt my soul.
And now tonight, yeah, we'll get into it.
My soul is dead now. Like, how could they do that to me?
We are presented by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling figure action. Wrestling action figure needs.
Ha!
She's taking joy that I screwed up the plug. He's a lot of words in his plug. Anyway, he's Matt Goldberg. Go watch his stuff on his YouTube channel. So, do we want to start there and work our way backwards?
We can.
Yeah, let's get into it. So, tonight was the authority claimed it was going to be John Cena Appreciation Night. So, for John Cena Appreciation Night, they did some certain things, and throughout the night we had many different things. First, we had a Dolph Ziggler Intercontinental title match where he was going to face Bad News Barrett. Well, Dolph Ziggler won that match with a roll-up. It was a nice counter to a move, and it was a nice roll-up. Well, with the authority back, what does that mean? Corporate Kane is back.
Yay! Corporate Kane and all his evil sooty glory.
Now, this corporate fella, he's a little bit forgetful. And, well, because they were in a rush to get these matches together, well, he forgot to tell Dolph Ziggler that it was a best 2 out of 3 falls match, and we should mention that after Barrett lost, he destroyed Dolph Ziggler. So, Barrett won the second fall. Then, in the third fall, it was very competitive, but in the end, Bad News Barrett won the Intercontinental Championship. Half the crowd's like, yay, Barrett won. Half the crowd's like, oh no, Ziggler lost. They can't decide who they want pushed.
I'm okay either way.
I know you are. You're the one in between, it doesn't matter who. So then, and then, this is where Lindsay's heart broke the first time tonight. Since the Authority was doing things, well, they booked Eric Rowan versus Luke Harper. With J&J Security as the special guest referees. Yes, we had two referees for one match. And, well, Eric was, you know, being distracted by the referees throughout the match. He even had Luke down for what would have been a three count, but no, the refs didn't count. And then he got his head taken off 1-2-3 really, really quickly. And then he got beat down by the 3-on-1 attack. Because Luke is now working for the Authority, and, well, he nailed his brother with a big clothesline. It wasn't pretty.
It was ugly. My one issue with this, aside from the fact that they keep throwing these matches away and they're throwing away a really good feud potentially between Eric and Luke, is that Luke didn't need J&J Security.
No, he didn't. He really, really didn't.
Luke is the type of person that would go out there and mess Eric's stuff up because he can. And I really would have rather have seen them have Luke go out there and destroy Eric without the help of J&J Security. But like, I wouldn't mind if they were there rooting him on. You know, they were the timekeeper and you know, commentator or whatever. But let Luke do it. Let him look dominant. Let him look like the badass that we all know he is.
But that wasn't the Golden Knight. The Golden Knight was to put over the Authority.
Oh, I agree.
And it sort of made him just a sort of a background player in this whole thing. And that's kind of sad that he was being made to look like a background player when he shouldn't be made to look like a background player.
I agree.
But that's the role they've given him, at least for tonight. Okay, so that's two. So there's one other member of Team Cena from Survivor Series, and that was the Ryback, and, well, he had to face Seth Rollins. Wait, no, I'm forgetful. It was a handicap match. Kane and Seth Rollins taking on the Ryback. Rollins and Kane picked up the win, and Lindsay was happy because Kane and Seth Rollins hugged each other. We have a new team. We have a new team forming with those two.
Buddy tag team.
Coming in 2015. So that's what happened to those three men. We should also mention in the opening segment, it was announced that Seth Rollins, for all of his hard work in bringing back the Authority, he is now part of the triple. He's now part of the WWE Championship match, as it's become a triple threat match.
Seth's gonna die.
One way or the other, Seth Rollins is losing it, and the Royal Rumble. Just pointing this one out to everybody. If you're not, you can't figure it out. To what's going to happen. That being said, so we then now fast forward to the Cena appreciation. They show what happened last week, and the Authority's coming back, and Hunter and Steph were complete assholes to John Cena, you know, in the mocking fashion. It was tremendous. And then, well, what are we going to do with the three guys that really appreciate John Cena, Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback? So they think, well, we're going to suspend Eric Rowan for 30 days without pay. Eric's face was, what? Why? He looked so sad. Well, if Eric's getting 30, well, the turncoat Ryback, he's going to get 60. And then they ask Dolph, how many do you think you're going to get? So he's going to get 90. 90 days without pay and suspension. But the Authority need to, talk things over. So they walk up the ramp, and they're talking things over, and then they're like, all right, we've come to our decision. You're not going to be suspended. Yay! You're going to be fired!
No! Save Eric. Hashtag save Rowan. Tweet it, people. Tweet it at WWE. Hashtag save Rowan.
That's right, Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and the Ryback have been fired, thanks to the Authority, because they appreciate John Cena. So the authority then go, let's give it up for John Cena, and then we have all this pomp and circumstance, and the confetti and the balloons come down, and you have the three guys who are fired in the ring, and you just see this poor, sad little John Cena in the back of the ring going, what the hell did I just do? I can understand why people hated it, but I thought that ending was awesome. Besides the fact that Eric got fired.
It sucks Eric got fired. His face when they told him he was fired was just tragic. But it was a good ending because it was the most condescending a-hole move on their part. Because it's literally, hey, let's make it John Cena Appreciation Night and make it the 180 of what an appreciation night really is, which was great.
Right.
And in the end, it's like, oh yeah, you know, you totally won, John. And, you know, by the way, thanks for bringing us back. It's pretty awesome. And we're going to fire your friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now you have to deal with them. Like, that was the brilliant thing. It's just, this was a really well-booked ending to the show because you knew it was building to something. You knew they were going to do something.
They lived up to their promise from before Survivor Series. They were going to fire the members of Team SEMA. And they did.
And they did.
So that was a great ending to Monday Night Raw, but there were other things that happened on this show. We had Natalya beat Nikki Bella in a non-title match. Paige was in the corner, came out to be in the corner of Natalya. Her and Brie fought, leading to distraction. Natalya picking up the win. Paige and Natalya are going to be awkward together, and it's tremendous. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3 Episode 11 review, now available on YouTube.com/WTRTheRack and on the website WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com for your listening pleasure right now, where we get into all of Natty's interesting
shenanigans
is the best way to put it. Because she's a crazy one. So that
just a little bit.
We had a 6-person tag match tonight. The Usos and Naomi took on Mizdow and Alicia Fox. Mizdow and Alicia Fox picked up the win in that one. And in an awkward moment, we had Big E versus Adam Rose right before the main event. And, well, a couple of Rosebuds turned out to be Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as they jumped the New Day and laid them out. They were in, like, one-piece dark suits with masks on, and it was awkward. That's the best way to describe what happened there. It was awkward.
Yeah, it kind of was.
And then I wanted to talk about this, and everyone knows in 2015 Roman Reigns is supposed to be the man, right?
Right.
Then let him beat the Big Show. Clean, please. Stop. Go ahead.
I don't understand why they keep having people lose the show. First they had Show squash Eric Rowan, and now they're having him squash Roman Reigns. It's like, if you want to build Roman, build Roman. You want to build Eric, but I don't understand why people are jobbing to the Big Show. Excuse me, it doesn't make any sense.
And it's not that Roman technically won the match, but he got knocked out with the steel steps, and then he stood victorious and hit the spear on Big Show. It's like, that defeated the point of what you just did. Big Show's in his late 40s. He's not the guy to build around. If Roman Reigns can't do anything to the Big Show and he hasn't in 2 matches, what is he going to do if he gets Brock Lesnar? Roman Reigns needs to storm through everybody. We've been saying this for weeks. He needs to go on a winning streak and beat people. He can't beat Rusev. He can't beat Big Show. Why is he going to beat Brock Lesnar?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. If you want Roman to be the guy, make him the guy. These random DQ finishes where he comes out strong in the end really isn't making him look strong, because if you listen to the crowd, they're not reacting. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you're giving him nothing to react to. Let him win. Let him destroy Rusev. Not Rusev. Let him destroy the Big Show.
Let him destroy people.
Simple. It's that simple. Let him beat people. Then there's a new monster in town that can go up against Brock Lesnar. Right now, Roman Reigns is a joke if you put him in the ring with Brock. Sorry, he is. And you got a couple months, if that's the way you're going to do it, you better go for it. right now, you're doing him no favors. None.
I would agree with that.
Rant out of the way.
Feel better?
I do. Sort of. It's been bugging me for a while. That being said, let's talk about the match of the night. Ambulance match. Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, go.
Oh, Jesus Christ, these two tried to kill each other.
Well, they've been doing that for about 2 months now, and they continue to do it tonight. We had blood.
We did have blood. We called it Thursday night.
We did call it on Thursday night. I think it was on Thursday night. May have not
been. It was on a night that we were talking about this match, and I said something to the effect of they're going to find a way to incorporate blood into it, simply because it's Ambrose and Bray, and Bray cut open the hard way. And so there was a little bit of blood in the ambulance match just to make everybody happy. But yeah, this was a really, really good match. I loved the special white medical tables.
That was tremendous. They spent time and effort getting those made. Tremendous. Bravo to WWE for thinking ahead and getting those done. Added a little something to it. It's a little cheesiness, but it was tremendous.
Like, oh my god, there are medical tables. That's awesome.
So they fought in the crowd. They fought around the ringside. They didn't spend much time in the ring. But they spent a lot of time by the ambulance hitting each other with the door and slamming each other into it and all that fun stuff. And then, well, the medical table's out, and they were also on the stage a little bit. So the medical table's out. Bray gets laid out on it. Dean Ambrose goes, who's selling his knee, by the way, because it got smashed in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbles up the top of, on top of the ambulance, comes crashing down with a big elbow through the table. Looked like it hurt both men because it didn't look like the table broke as it should have a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So,
broken kind of an awkward spot.
It did. So you have Dean trying to put Bray in it, and then Bray counters Sister Abigail into the door. But Dean was able to get out of the ambulance after he tried shutting the second door. And then Bray, with a quick Sister Abigail onto the concrete floor, throws Dean Ambrose into the back of the ambulance. Your winner, clean, Bray Wyatt.
Woohoo!
A decisive end to the feud with Bray Wyatt coming out victorious, looking strong, and I know everyone's going to complain about Dean Ambrose losing the feud. He needed to lose the feud. If you think of the list of babyfaces, Dean Ambrose is nowhere near the top.
The thing is Dean made himself a star in this. Because the promo work, the match work, all of it was superb. And there were plenty of times that Bray and Dean stole the show together. And Dean is every bit as much a part of that as Bray is. Probably more because Dean was probably helping to walk Bray through everything. So it's something of Dean proved himself in this feud. Because if you think about it, I think all the matches they had but one were hardcore matches to some varying degree.
The first match at Survivor Series was not. Everything else was a hardcore match, because the first match ended in disqualification, and since then they went TLC, Boot Camp, and Miracle on 34th Street fight, and the ambulance match.
Yeah, so it's something of, I really like how they escalated this feud very quickly, and just once was not enough. We had to get multiple violent stip matches for these two, which fit the characters really well. And they were just screwing with each other, and they would just go to town and go to war every time.
And it was great. They did a great job. Both men should be commended for the effort they put in. And I think they're both going to be happy when they separate from each other on the house shows, especially Bray, so he doesn't have to go through any more tables.
They'll find him another person to put him through a table.
Yeah, because Bray goes through all the tables. Poor Bray. But yeah, it was a good match, good feud. This helped Bray Wyatt. Here's the thing. You know what you're doing with Roman not giving him wins? You gave some Bray Wyatt some wins here that he desperately needed. And this was a feud he desperately needed to win. And he won it. And I like that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That said, don't have Dean Ambrose show up until the Royal Rumble.
I would agree with that, yeah. Have him take a week or two off.
Keep him away. Focus on other things. He shouldn't return. Make him there. Because if you want to get him a pop, that would be a pop for having him come out of the Rumble. That said, the Ascension versus two jobbers, yeah. Could you have found a smaller dude? Just pointing that out. And I don't know what the announcers were. I'm trying to figure out what the directive was they were given, because the Ascension came out and they talked about Demolition and how they're better than them, and they would throw the Road Wars right off the road, and these guys couldn't, you know, they just were trashing both Demolition and the Road Wars because those sort of they've been compared to. And then the announcer sort of just went off on the Ascension, and JBL went, these guys couldn't carry the Road Warriors' bags. And Booker was questioning whether they're stupid or just that confident, and it's like, I don't know what the directive was, but someone crapped all over the Ascension, and it was evident in the commentary.
Yeah, I don't think somebody's happy with them.
Something's not going right with it, and they just... they're doing something. They've changed direction with them because that was pitiful, and they were thrown in a spot where no one cares, and they were given two guys they just beat up in 10 seconds, and yeah, it was awkward.
It was.
So overall, this show was a decent show. I liked the ending. I liked the ambience match, and everything else was sort of just there. In the end, it all told a good story. Everything sort of fit.
I would agree with that.
With that said, we're out of here.
Alright.
You know, well, we're not there yet, because I forgot this one has the open intro to it. But anyway, skip ahead. There we go. So that will do it for the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, we'll be back talking probably more Wyatt Family on the rack.
Yeah, we'll probably be talking more Wyatt Family. We've got news. We've got notes. We'll be talking all about NXT as well, so you don't want to miss it. That's Direct every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Where we like to get foxy. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3 Episode 11 review right now on Rack Radio Show, WildTalkRadio.com, which was kind of fun. And check out all the shenanigans on that episode. You can follow the Rack on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRack. Check out RackRadioShow.com. And as I said, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Saturday night, midnight edition of the CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBananas. Use the hashtag BlameRob. And buy the merch. Blame Rob at CBRadioLive.com. He had an explanation for what happened last week.
Oh.
Especially for Ellie Mae. She was no longer attractive, was his reasoning.
Really?
It's the best he could come up with.
Oh.
I know.
Such crap.
Yeah, I know.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And then he blamed Rob on Stuart Scott from ESPN. Talk about Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio should return. They may have a thing or two to talk about. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and on TuneIn, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnSward, LynnSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitter. Don't forget to check out The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and visit RackRadioShow.com for all our fantastic interviews.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion action figure wrestling needs. I screwed it up again, but check out his soon-to-be podcast, The Figure Mark, as well. For Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Monday night for the Wild Post Show and Thursday night for The Rack. And remember, follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. You won't be disappointed. Good night, everybody.
Bye.